A garbage disposal is a little thing, hardly a reason for worrying. But then would she want an electric range? Little by little would our life change. Every meal would come from a freezer. This kind of thing could bury Caesar. But let's face it, a garbage disposal isn't very much. It might even add a convenient touch. But then would she ask for a foreign car? A foreign car leads to the Plaza Bar. The Plaza Bar leads to a full-length mink. And this all started in the kitchen sink. A garbage disposal opens up the door to all the possessions that I deplore. Gadgets always getting out of whack. You call the plumber and he doesn't call back. A house full of people to entertain. A green complexion from pink champagne. Parties, parties, night and day. A house full of servants getting in the way. Can we make love on the living room floor with a cook in the kitchen and a maid at the door? Once she's crossed the Rubicon, all her primitive charm is gone. Too much time on her lily-white hands. She complains and whines and demands. That's what I call one hell of a life. Lo and behold, the American wife.
With a sweeping gesture, he summons up the carousel, which appears as it did in the first act. On it now are several beautifully dressed and enticing women, wearing evening clothes and jewels. The carousel is turning as they sing and beckon to Plato. He comes nearer and nearer as they entice him forward while they sing.
A garbage disposal is a little thing, hardly a reason for worrying. Don't be a rebel, you husband, you. Do in New York as New Yorkers do. You told her a mink was an old dead rat. Why, even a con man wouldn't stoop to that. Step on the carousel, try one ride. We guarantee you'll be satisfied. Come on, come on, come on, come on.
No! No sale, Mr. Hammaker. No dice, Mr. Schlemmer. The more your things that I acquire, the deeper I'll sink into the mire. A garbage disposal is a little thing, but oh, what a tragedy this is.